Blog Talk Radio.
Joe Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. I want to talk to you about how a reading works tonight. What we do as readers, we see if energy keeps going the way it's going, this is what could happen. And the more weird it is, the more it can happen. We have no need to be right. So the more strange it is, the more it can happen. And I wanted to talk, what we do too with the reading is we pick up on your energy. It's like tracking a energy, and then we pick up on the energy that's specific for you, no one else. Everyone's unique energy-wise, like a fingerprint. So I wanted to let you know that. Nobody's the same. And I wanted to talk about mindfulness. Don't blast through the day. Be mindful of your breath. Be mindful of the breeze on your skin when you walk. Be mindful of when you eat. Taste your food. Smell the food. Feel the texture. Really enjoy it. Don't just gobble it. Because when you do that, you're just blowing through life. You're not paying attention. And hear the birds. Look up in the sky. You can see the stars at nighttime. You can see the clouds in the daytime. And notice what's around you. Notice the moon phases. Because people go through their lives and don't notice and look up anymore. That's very, very important. And the moon phases do affect us. So, I will take our first caller, 520. Hello, 520.
Hi, Patty from Phoenix. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. What's your question, Pam?
I'm having a series of bad days at the office, and I've been wanting to change companies. Do you see that happening anytime soon?
Well, you called in about this before, right?
It hasn't been this bad. This is terrible. Is it just going to get worse?
Probably. So you'll have to find somebody someplace else because the energy is it's not smooth energy. It's all choppy. It looks like choppy water.
Okay.
So you're going to have to find a different place to work because you guys hit butt heads. They're showing me two rams going back and forth.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have different you both have strong personalities and you guys butt heads. And you guys can't compromise.
I've been looking, and I'm waiting for someone to come back from vacation. I hope she takes me on with her.
But also expand your horizons.
Oh, really?
Don't keep looking in the same old pool. You'll catch the same fish.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So expand your horizons because there's a lot more out there than what you've been, because you corralled yourself off. You got a whole pasture out yonder.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll just have to meditate on it.
Well, I see you expanding your business this year.
Oh, now that I embrace. Whoa-wee.
So there you go. Hello. Not only are you in the corral, you're out in the pasture.
Nay,
miles and miles
nay,
of pasture.
Nay.
There you go.
I'm trying to imitate a horse sound. Nay.
There you go.
Oh, you do it better than I. You must be happy in the pasture. More experience in living the manifestation.
Well, I hope that helps you. Have a good evening. Your life is going to get better. You're not going to be with the same vibration. You're going to get onward and upward, and there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, 631.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, daughter.
What's your name?
Suzanne.
And where are you from?
Long Island.
And what is your question?
What do you see with my love life?
Well, there ain't much to talk about. You got to get out more, hon. You're sort of like having a real dry spell there.
No, I went on a blind date yesterday, and I have a blind date Thursday.
But I just don't see anybody that you like.
Oh, I don't know yet. I didn't meet the man. I have to meet him Thursday.
You know. Well, at first you're not gonna like who they are. I see it.
When I might.
You know, but I do see, let's see. There's like a giant five, so within 5 weeks or 5 months, things will change for you in that retrospect.
5 months, so, I hope not.
Well, I'm sorry. You see what you see, like I told you in the beginning of the show. You're going to date, but you aren't going to have anybody blow your skirt up till from 5 months from now.
But you
you're
said
gonna
five,
have a lot
so
of,
it might be
a lot of nice free, a lot of nice free dinners.
What about it might be 5 weeks.
That's what I said, but you're going to have, you know, go through a lot of toes before you get your prince.
Do you know anything what my prince is going to be like?
Well, he's... Do you care if they're Jewish?
No.
Because he feels like he's Jewish. He feels like he has salt and pepper dark hair. He's not a tall man. He's like he's like 5'10".
Okay.
He's medium built. He has square feet and square hands. He's a bean counter. He does numbers, like a CPA or an accountant. He's just a nice, mellow. You guys have a neat, fun time together where you talk about anywhere from soup to nuts.
Okay.
And you are attracted to him. He's not, oh, my God, I want to jump your bones, but he's camaraderie, companionship, sweetness. He is romantic. He remembers more things than you do. That's a good.
Ask you a couple really quick questions, real quick ones?
What?
Okay. I'm a teacher aide right now. Do you see me ever getting promoted to teacher assistant?
Yep, and then you're going to get your license to teach.
No, I'm not. No. I'm
you're
too old for that.
You're going to get a certificate to teach.
I don't care what you say.
You're going to teach somewhere. It might be a certificate, but you're teaching.
Well, I already have my teacher assistant certification.
And you can teach a class. You're going to be teaching classes.
Oh, you mean like a teacher assistant?
You're going to be teaching classes. Yes, you will.
And real quick, do you see anything with my son going on? He's 16, going to be 17 next month.
He needs to work with his hands.
Yeah, you're right.
He
lives with his dad. Is he going
to
continue to
live
with his dad?
Listen to me. He's going to do a vocation.
Like what?
It looks like wiring, electronics.
Is he going to live with his dad for the next year and a half?
Probably.
Okay.
That don't hurt nothing. Just because you guys didn't long, he's a good father. All right. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Okay, 805. Hello, 805.
Hi, Kelly. This is Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Donna? Where are you from?
California, where all the mud
flies. All right. What's your question?
About my love life. I'm not in a relationship. Do you see one coming in for me with a guy?
Not for a while yet. I hate that when people tell me that. I see you'll have a choice between two men folk, though. End of the year. And then 2019's your year to have a romance.
Oh,
a long-term romance. And he looks like either white hair or blonde hair.
Oh, wonderful. It's probably white. I'm 63.
Okay. Well, you never, sometimes they can be a towhead, you know.
Yeah.
But,
and then let me ask you real quick, do you see a little job coming in for me? I do home health care.
A part-time job. You'll work at a boutique.
Oh, okay.
And you'll have fun. You put your lipstick on, fix your hair, there you go.
Oh, that'd be super.
Yeah. Thank you.
Fun. Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, 216. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. How are you? Hello?
Yep. What's your name? What's your question?
My name is Sharon. I'm from Ohio, if you need to know that. My question is, after this Friday, I will have had two interviews with a man, and this Friday it's going to be with three people. I guess the bottom line is, when do you see me getting an offer? Do you see
They're
me
saying
getting
in like
job?
Flint, in like Flint, in like Flint.
What does that mean?
That means you're going to get the job.
Which one? The one on Friday or the one with the two men?
The one Friday.
I know. Oh, my gosh. Please. I believe it. It's such a great.
Well, that's
I haven't
just
had
what
it
they're
yet,
saying.
That's a job I want. Okay.
Well, in like
oh,
Flint.
You're so funny. So the job I'm getting Friday, it's the perfect job for me. I'm helping people, but it's an office manager. It's the skills I use, but it's a different environment. I'm trying to get out of the environment I'm in a different career
yep.
path.
Yep.
So you feel that this Friday is going to be a good one for me.
Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a nice evening. Thank
you
so much.
You too.
Quick.
Hello?
Hello, this is, it's still you. I'm switching over.
That's okay.
And thank you, everybody. If I didn't get to all of you, I'm sorry about that. I'm running out of time. I'm going to try to do other people. If it cuts off, I'll see you in the future. Let me try another one. 509. Hello, 509.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your name and phone number? I mean, what's your name and question?
Erica, I'm just curious about employment. Yeah.
Well, you're going to get a part-time job first, going to get it through a temp job, and then it'll work into full-time. And you're going to deal with a lot of paperwork. You'll get a temp to perm.
Oh, okay. What do you see it being? Is it a government job, or is it just like a random office? And do you see
it
me relocating?
It feels like an office job where you live right now. And then when you get a full-time job, you'll apply for other jobs, and then you'll get your gov job. And then you'll relocate.
Ooh, nice. Okay.
Did I make sense to you?
Yeah, because I'm currently with a temp agency, and today at work they told us that tomorrow will be our last day. And so I'm looking
But you're going to go to another temp job, and then you'll go to permanent, and then you'll go, then you'll apply for a gov job, and then you'll get it.
Mm-hmm. In terms of my boyfriend, do you see us splitting?
Well, you guys fight a lot, you know. You guys are having trouble communicating. I don't see you doing that. Sorry, it ain't going to work.
Okay?
All right, hon. Have a good night.
Good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. You too.
Okay, 201. Hello,
Hi.
201.
Hi, I'm also at a temp job for a couple of months. What do you see after that, please?
And what's your name and where are you from?
I'm sorry, it's Rose from Jersey.
Okay. Well, you are going to get a permanent job out of a different, like go to Indeed and apply for like office administration. I see you getting a permanent one, and it'll be right 20 minutes from where you are.
When is this, after the temp job or?
After the temp job, you're going to get a permanent job, and it's right around the corner. It's only 20 minutes around the corner where you live.
Oh, wonderful. Okay.
And
thank
it looks
you.
Like it might be for a pediatrician.
Oh, all right. I doubt it. I work for corporate America, so I don't know.
Okay, I don't know. It looks like children's around it.
Oh, my God.
So if you get a corporate job, you work something to do with kids.
Oh, no, never.
Well, if you're the head dudette and you do fundraising, you don't deal with the kids, but it's something connected with children.
All right. And I'm also going to see a lawyer about a lawsuit. Do you see that being favorable?
You're going to have to go to court twice for it.
But what
first time it won't work.
It won't work?
The first time it won't. You'll have to redo it.
Really?
Yep,
okay.
That's what I'm seeing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hello?
860. Hi, did I talk to you already?
No, you pressed the button, but I didn't talk to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This is,
operator
I'm from
error.
Connecticut.
It was me. I'm sorry. All these
it's
technological
okay,
things. All right, what's your name and what's your question?
My name is Amla, and I'm wondering what you see for a relationship coming in.
You have a guy that has blonde hair that does like a military cut coming in.
Okay.
And he's like 6'1". And his, I see initials of MJ around him.
Okay. Michael Jackson. No.
Nope. That ain't it. But that's what I'm seeing for you. And he's 6'1". He's a tall drink of water. And you're going to meet him in the springtime, in May.
Do you know what month? Do you know what month in spring?
Do I know what?
Do you know what month in spring?
May.
Oh, okay. I'm
so, bat your eyelashes, swish your hips, put on your lipstick.
Ah! I will call you back and let you know. I'm excited. Thank you for everything.
You have a good night. Bye-bye.
Hello, 954. Hello, this is Sharon in Florida. You cracked me up with
your
description.
How are you? We're having fun.
I don't know. Just tell me what you're picking up on if you want to, because I've got so many things going on.
Well, your son is safe. He's where he needs to be right now.
Thank God.
Where else? Work, you're having trouble finding work again. Lean pickings, but you'll make it. I don't know how you'll make it, but you'll make it. I don't know what. So you always got something happen the 13th hour. So you are going to get something. So don't be persnickety about it.
Okay.
Has he been checked out? I think he should get checked out. I'm not a doctor.
He's got an appointment coming up. He's got a job offer that I don't think he can do.
Well, right now, no. He needs to go to the doctor first.
Okay. Also,
so
I have a security camera here, and Friday morning I caught an orb moving across my family room.
Well, that's
on my security
your family.
Camera.
That's your family. That's
I know.
Your,
they're always here.
That's your mom, your dad, his grandpa, and then his grandma. They're all running around. they're all around you trying to comfort you and make you feel better.
I'm telling you, two of them we caught on the security camera.
Well, the one, like I said, is his grandpa, and then your mom. Your mom's
grandma.
In the bedroom. Your grandmom, she's always around. You know, she loves your kitchen. I don't know what's about that, but there's something in your kitchen that
my
she really likes.
My mom or my dad's mom?
Your mom's mom. And then your dad's mom likes to hang out in the hallway by the bathroom. Is there pictures there or something?
No, I have one of her baby dolls that's over 100 years old in a room.
Oh, okay,
off that
well,
hallway.
That's why she's hanging out there. I don't know. It's just like there's something there that she likes. I hope that I was helpful to you.
You were. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a great night and see you all in the future.
All right. Bye-bye.